All right, in this next lesson for persuasive writing techniques, my personal bag of tricks, this one isn't going to be as concrete. It's going to be a little bit more philosophical, but you want to cultivate the ability to get inside your reader's head. You want to be able to get inside of their mind. You want to be able to articulate what they are thinking and reflect it back to them. If I could credit my success as a self-help writer, it's that I really understand and I'm tuned into the feelings of frustration and quiet desperation and aspirations that most of us go through life feeling. This comes from a lot of life experience. This comes from my ability to have a strong intuition. This comes from reading a lot and understanding the patterns of human nature and the patterns of the way that we go through this process. And what I do is I go through and I'm just like, what is the person on the other side thinking? What are some of the things that deep down they're really thinking, but other people won't say? See, I'll go there. I'll go where a lot of other writers don't go. And a lot of people appreciate my work because I go straight to the heart of what they're really thinking. Not the flowery version of what they're thinking, not the sugar-coated, hyperbolic kind of self-help that doesn't really hit you. I go, no, what are you really thinking about? What really haunts you? What do you really want to do? And I tap into that. So regardless of what genre you're writing in, even if you were writing something like fiction, the best fiction is when we can see ourselves in the characters. The best fiction is when the characters are going through things that we have gone through, things that are patterns of human nature. So you want to cultivate that mind reading effect. And this is just something that you're more so going to develop over time, but it comes from getting out of your own head. You have to stop being so obsessed with your work because your work is not for you. Now, when you think of some of the writing that is compelling to you, it relates to you and it resonates because you feel like even if the author is not directly talking to you, they understand you. So that's why we had exercises earlier where we went through and we talked about who your ideal audience could be, what niche you could be in, creating a customer avatar, a reader avatar of the person that you're writing to, thinking like you're writing to a single person. These things will help, and you want to make sure that you are writing to that person. And always, always just try to be a step ahead. Always try to be a step ahead. Always think, what is this person thinking? And then put that into your writing. And this will make a lot more sense when I go through and I find one of my examples, but I'll pull up an example of a blog post, and then I will go through and I will highlight certain areas. And these will be the areas where it can be really evident that I'm reading the mind of the reader. I'm talking about the things that they think about deep down, but don't get articulated to them that much. So go ahead and take a look at that example and then think about that when you sit down to write. How can you get inside of your reader's mind and reflect back to them what they're already thinking?